So let's be real about this thing. Let's be real about this. Let's bring it down into 3D. Let's bring it up to 3D from the 2D book, from the 2D from the 2D book that you read into 3D. And let's bring it down from 5D into 3D and coalesce those together. From 2D to 3D and 5D to 3D. What am I talking about? Let's apply what we know to be true in 3D. Now, what's the truth? Can they curse what God has blessed? No. Let me say it again. Can they curse what God has blessed? No. Can they curse a born-again, blood-bought, spirit-filled believer who's already seated in the heavenlies in Christ and is eternally set? Can they curse that person? No. Why do they try? Why do they try? Why do they try? And it's impossible. Why do they try when it's impossible? Why would Wile E. Coyote try to chase down Roadrunner when Wile E. Coyote can never catch Roadrunner? Why do they keep trying? Why do they keep trying? Why? 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 Are they delusional? Are they psychopaths? Are they sociopaths? Are they narcissists? What is it? What is it about them? Why do they try to curse what God has blessed? What is wrong with them? Are they sick? Are they prideful? Do they think they're gods? Are they just stupid? What is wrong with them? We bring a 2D Bible truth up into 3D, and we think about the archetypical patterns that God has already blessed you. You're already seated in the heavenlies. He's given you all things. All you have to do is ask and believe and receive, because if he gave you Jesus, will he not freely give you all things? If he gave you Jesus, will he not freely give you all things? Come on, people, wake up. He will give you health, wealth, peace, prosperity. And it might not be the wealth of the billionaires, but your health is wealth. But you got to cut out the riffraff. You got to cut out the hood rats. You got to cut out the redneck mindset. You got to cut out the good old boys. You got to cut out people who are still stuck in the red versus blue machine, because they want you fighting against each other, comparing yourself with one another. Do you understand what I'm saying? If God has already blessed you, why do they think they can curse you? They think they can put you in jail. They think they can mess up your finances. They think they can mess up your health, your hope, your dreams, your prosperity. Whatever they try to attack, they really think they can mess with you. And they can't, because God knocks them back, because he's already blessed you in the eternal state. It's an eternal truth. And they're trying to fix it in time. Not fix it, they're trying to destroy it in time when it's already eternally set. How are you going to try to curse somebody inside time when they're already blessed in eternity? Eternity past, eternity future, eternity now. How can they curse you when you're blessed in eternity now? How's that possible? How's that possible? How's that possible? How's that possible? It's impossible. It's impossible. How can you curse what God has blessed? It's impossible. So why do they keep trying? Why are they so short-sighted? Why are they so blind? Why are they so deaf and dumb and blind and spiritually blind? How is it possible that they can't even hear you? They look at man from the outside. God looks on the heart. They live according to the outside. But the Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, in the inner man. The renewal of the inner man. They're focused on the outside. Image, show, fake, facade, painted face, Why are they worried about their painted face? Why are they worried about their facade? Why? Because that's all they got. They think you're like them when you're not. You're extraterrestrial. You are the ET. In Jesus, you are the extraterrestrial because you're not of the earth plane anymore. Yeah, your body's of the earth plane. Yeah, you're connected to the earth in your body. And it's good to be connected to the earth plane body-wise. But spiritually-wise, you're not from here. This is not your home. This is a temporary place. Should you use the system that God created for you, for the health of the body and to prosper? Yeah, he says, be fruitful and multiply. And he says, bring everything under subjection. Bring the earth under subjection. What does that mean? It means what it means. Bring the earth under subjection. The Mother Earth should subject. This is why you can get away from a shape-shifting person. Because that Jezebel spirit wants you to worship Mother Earth. Worship me, the queen bee. If somebody says, I'm a queen bee, get a run. Run. She wants to be worshipped. She wants you to kiss her feet. Run. Destroy. Throw her out the window. Kick her to the curb. And if it's a born-again woman and you got a Jezebel man, get away from it. Escape it. Get away. And you don't even need to escape. You just need to pray and say, God, remove him out of my life, and he'll do it. If he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? If you got a queen bee Jezebel spirit, just pray, Lord, I got a queen bee Jezebel spirit trying to pull me down. And I don't want to, I learned from Elijah. Elijah, he ran, instead of facing off, he ran from Jezebel. He don't need to run. You don't need to run. If God has a plan for you down here, a program, a promise, a goal, a service to do, they can't stop you. You might say, well, they might kill the body. They can't kill you until it's time. They can't take you out. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. They can't take you out until it's time. They can't shut you down till it's time. They can't shut your mouth till it's time. I checked my website yesterday and it got over 1,000. I checked all three websites and they got over 2,000 together. Each one was getting 1,000 hits. How's that possible? I got more hits on my website than I ever did on YouTube. Even though I had 10,000 subscribers, I'm getting more hits on my website. What's that about? That tells me I don't need you to. I don't need them. You don't need them. They're a waste of your time, energy, effort. They're a waste of your life. Most of the people online are a works-based salvation. Even if they say, I believe in Jesus, they always add, but you got to do something. Well, that's not the gospel. That's a false gospel. That's fake reality. I don't care how much Alex Jones reveals the secrets of the New World Order, which is a lie, because the New World Order has always been here since Genesis 3. It's always been here because man gave his power over to the devil. But anyway, I don't care how much secret stuff they give out. If they try to promote the Book of Enoch, they try to promote other books, they try to say, you got to do something to be saved, and they think you have to go through the tribulation, and they don't believe in the rapture of the church. These people are agents. They don't even know they're agents. They don't even know they're agents. Sam Tripoli evidently started believing in Jesus. He never talks about being born again, but now he's talking about, yeah, but we got to do something. Well, God don't want you just sitting at the house doing nothing. But you're not saved by faith plus works. You're saved by faith alone and Jesus alone. The works happens after you get saved. And it's not you doing it, it's Christ in you doing it. Come on now, somebody needs to wake up. Somebody needs to wake up. The whole system, the reason the whole system wants to preach, you gotta work yourself, you gotta do something. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. The reason the whole system is because it's a devil system. It's a workspace system. God won't let me just sit down and do nothing. He will force me to get up. Even if I want to be lazy, He forces me to get up. How does He do it? Different circumstances. Even if I say, I'm going to be lazy this week, Lord, He won't let me. Some bill will show up in the mails. Some problem will show up. Something will happen to force me to not be lazy. And I got to get all my ducks in a row. And I got to get organized. And I got to get everything going. He won't let me be lazy. Do you think I have the power? You think I really have the power to do anything without His power? No. I know that. Do you know it? Do you think you're God? Do you think you have the power when He holds it all together? In Him we live and breathe and have our being. By Him all things consist. Consist. Break that word into parts. See what you come up with. He holds all things together. Break that word into parts. See what you come up with. Together. Unfold together. Unfold, consist. Do you think really that Wile E. Coyote, demonic, demon can curse you when God has blessed you? Do you think that's even possible? No. We're talking about eternity. You've been blessed in the eternal, and the eternal mindset tells you that you've been blessed, and they are stuck in time, and the things that they speak are negative and curses, and they really think they can curse you? Because they have a time mindset. You think in eternity. They want to take away your power. They want to take away your joy. They want to take away your peace. When they have no peace or joy or power, but they want to steal yours. Do you understand what's going on? This is a mind game, reverse psyop. Try to switch your identity. They try to steal your identity from you and give you their identity. Their negative, their depression. I promise you, if you're talking to somebody on the phone every day, listen, this is for somebody, and everything out of their mouth is negativity, and everything out of their mouth is bad-mouthing their sister, their brother, their mama, their cousin, their aunt, their friend, their neighbor, their coworker. If they're always cursing somebody and speaking negative about somebody, and you're listening to that every day, you're being affected and you don't even know it. Cut them off and see if the sun don't shine. Cut them off and see if the dark cloud doesn't go away. It's a dark cloud. They're speaking curses instead of life. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're speaking death instead of life. Cut them off. Try it. See what I'm saying? Words are powerful. If you say, well, you know, the words they're speaking are kind of like not good. They're just words. This is what they'll say. If you say, hey, the words that you're speaking, they're really not healthy. They're not good. They're just words. The curse words that you're saying, they're really not healthy. Well, they're just words. No, they're not just words. They are words, but they're more than just words. When Jesus says, the words that I speak, there's spirit and life. Spirit and truth and life. If somebody's speaking death, they must have death in their heart. Come on now, somebody needs to wake up. If everything out of their mouth is death, and he said, she said, comparing themselves with one another, then they have the temporal mindset. They just set their affections on things below, not eternal. Come on now, somebody needs to really wake up. I know what's going on around me because I've been here. I know that you got people in your life that call you every day and they're upset and they're depressed and they're complaining and they're crying and they're every day. And you got to cut them off. It's the best thing for them. Now, narcissists will pull you into that for a season. Yeah, you might need to vent for a season to try to figure out what just happened. But you don't stay in it. They stay in it. They love it. They manipulate. They create it. They do it on purpose. You walk away. If it's not healthy, walk away. If it's not healthy, don't do it. If it's not healthy, don't say it, because you're just hurting yourself. You're not really hurting the other person. You're hurting yourself. Step away. Step away. Step aside. Cut them off. Cut off the communication. Because the word communication is communion. And what does that mean, the word communication? Communion is together, union. Now let me tell you the truth here. And whether you're ready to accept or not, it's on you. But the word communication, bad communication or bad company creates a bad situation, right? Bad communication is bad for you. Because you're in communion. C-O-M, union. And if you're in union with bad company, you become like them, a copy. If you're in communion with the negative, you become like them, a copy. If you're in communion with a bad apple, you become a bad apple. This is why if you were raised around a bunch of sociopaths, psychopaths, con artists or whatever, let's say you're raised around a bunch of con artists and you're trying to get away from that mindset, it's a struggle, it's a process. And eventually what's going to happen is you're going to get away from them and you're going to get the mind of Christ and you're going to go see them 20 years later or 10 years later and they're still stuck in that same mindset of getting over on people, and they never escape it. They're still stuck in the past. They're still stuck in the bloodline lie. It's a cult. Almost every family has a cult mindset. And when you realize that every corporation, every family, every nation, every business, every church, you stay in something long enough, it turns into a cult. Unless you can break free from it, unless you take a lunch break and get away from it, unless you take a siesta and get away from it, or what's that word? I forget the word when people go away for take a month off or something. You have to take a break. Because it's a brainwashing system. And if you go visit your neighbor's house, just do this experiment. Just go visit your neighbor's house, go in there, and watch how they interact. It's cultic. I don't care which neighbor it is. Go to any neighbor. It could be even church-going people. Go in there and watch how they act. It's cultic. Why? Why? So you go to a church, and at first you walk in the door, and it looks, everything's great and happy and all. And after you join, and you've been there for a while, it turns into a cult. Why? Why is it cultic? The reason is the flesh cuts the flesh. And the flesh don't want to be cut, so they create all these little rifts and undertones and underground and all these little foolish things, and they just like try to avoid the conviction. So it turns into a cult. It turns into a little Jezebel cult. Doesn't matter what kind of cube system is. Doesn't matter what it is. Amazon, Facebook, UPS. Unless there's open communication, it turns into a cult. Unless you've got people who are willing to serve one another. See, there's always like only about 20% that do the service, and the rest of the 80% just sit on their behind and they don't serve anybody. And then if they don't get served, they get mad because they got so used to being served that when somebody asks them to do some service, they get mad, throw a fit. If you believe in something, why don't you serve? Why don't you be a part of it and serve? Why do you just sit there and want to be served? You want your feet washed, but you don't want to wash feet. What is that about? It's the cult. It's the cult and the isms. You want somebody to do for you, but you don't want to do for anybody else. I promise you that's what's happening. I've seen it across the board. Doesn't matter if it's a church, a home, a business, a neighbor, rentals. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the same thing. And if you think about YouTube, if you make a comment on one of these big YouTube channels, don't you really think about it? They act like they're there to serve you, but you make a comment, they'll send you a link saying, send me a text, call me, and we'll sign you up for this course. They're not there to serve. They're there to get you to serve them. It's a mind game, people. If somebody's really trying to help you on YouTube or whatever, why are they trying to get you to join something? If you join something, it's usually a cult. You're already a member with the body of Christ. If they want you to join something, it's cultic. Join this fraternity. Join this sorority. Join this club. Join the Freemasons. Join the Jesuits. Join the Shriners. Join something so you can identify, but then it turns into a ism, a cult, an ism. If you join up, you're joining into a cult, a box. And the box will shut you out if you have your own free speech. And it doesn't matter if it's YouTube or a church. Let's say you join a church and you start to speak the truth, the overarching, the eternal truth, and they hear about it. They're going to say, why'd you say that? Because it's the truth. Yeah, but it makes us look bad. Well, it's the truth. Yeah, but it makes us look bad. But it's the truth. Yeah, but it makes us look bad. It's the truth. Well, don't say that anymore. I'm sorry, but I got to speak the truth. Well, you're no longer a member. You're no longer a member. That's fine. I don't need you anyway. You needed me. You were vampiring off of me anyway. Goodbye. Adios. Don't let the door hit you in the behind. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's so obvious, not even funny. It's so obvious, not even funny. It's just like a salesman. You go on the car lot, and the salesman is so nice. They know your name. They know everything about you. They've studied the human behavior about sales for so long, and they are your best friend. But they try to get you in that back room to sign that paper, and they shut the door and make you feel like you got to sign up for this option, when you never even use the options. And the car usually breaks down before you ever use the option. And it's like, they want to put you in that little box room. Why? It's always a box, always a room. Think about it. So you work at this, let's say you were doing a job as an estimator. Because I did this. I'm just using my own history for an example. I was an estimator. Somebody checks your work, says you missed some fixtures, you know, so boss calls you into his office and shuts the door. you missed some fixtures, these HID fixtures, you forgot to add them to your estimate. That's like $100,000. Yeah, man, I was trying to meet the deadline. I forgot. I'm glad I got a checker behind me. They shut the door. They shut the door behind me. When you mess up, they shut the door. Well, this is a $1,200,000 job. If we would have left them HID fixtures off, that's $100,000 we'd have lost. Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I was trying to meet the deadline. I don't have an excuse, but, you know, I'm glad we got a check system. I'm glad we got a system to check behind it, you know. Okay, well, just pay attention to what you're doing next time. Okay. Opens the door, you go back to your office, and you shut the door, and you're stuck in a little cube. You're stuck in a little box. You leave your box, and you go to the other box, and they call you out on something that you missed. And then next month, somebody else missed something, and it was like $500,000. And they've been doing it for 30 years, and they lost $500,000 because they missed something. But they don't come up and say, hey, I'm sorry, you're new and you only missed $100,000, but this guy here, he's a 30-year veteran, he missed $500,000. They don't call him out. Because he's been in the box. Why don't they call him out? Because he's been in the box life for so long that he's willing to go along with the game, the box, the 666 cube box. He's part of the game, he's part of the system, and they're just trying to indoctrinate people into boxes. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't think you do. I don't think anybody's in hearing what I'm saying. As long as you're sold out to the 666 box, cube, flesh, mind system, the 100,000, in other words, what I'm saying is the 100,000 didn't even matter. They've lost more than that plenty of times. What it, because they had a checks and balance system to catch those kind of things, because all they do is do the square footage and know what it should be, or around about what it should be. They don't even need to count up the fixtures. They can use a square footage and give you an estimate most of the time. What is my point? They find something to put you under guilt, shame, condemnation, back under law, back under the flesh, back under the cube. You're a bat, so you better work harder next time and pay attention, and you better work hard to keep you in the box. And those who sell out to the box, and they finally say, okay, this person sold out to the box, and yeah, they might have missed $500,000, but they're sold out to the game. They'll make it up next time. Do you hear what I'm saying now? Do you hear what
I'm
saying?
In 2 miles, use the right 3 lanes to take exit 131 for I-40 West toward I-785 North, Greensboro.
Do you hear what I'm saying? They want people sold out to the system. And those who make the biggest mistake, they don't care because they've already sold out to the system. They'll keep promoting that person because they sold out to that little cube system. It doesn't matter if it's a church, a little cube church. It doesn't matter if it's a corporation. It doesn't matter if it's a political party. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as Trump sold out to the Republican Party, they're going to promote him even if he does break the law. That's how Hitler came in charge. What about the people in Germany that supported Hitler? What happened to them? What about the voters that supported Hitler? Did they ever repent? Did they ever see did they ever admit they were part of the problem? They sold out to the system, and the system sold them out, and they ended up losing a war, a battle, suffering loss. I don't even know if anybody can hear what I'm saying. I'm telling you, all these
in half a mile, use the right 3 lanes to take exit 131 for I-40 West toward I-785 North, Greensboro.
All these little mistakes don't really matter. The only reason they put it over your head is to see if you'll sell out to the system, to bring you back under the 666 cube system.
And use the right 3 lanes to take exit 131, then keep left at the fork to continue on I-40 West.
And to promise you some food and some shelter as long as you zip your mouth and you don't speak the truth. Maybe that makes sense. And so when next time somebody puts you under some kind of guilt, shame, condemnation, and
keep left at the fork to continue on I-40 West.
Some kind of foolishness, which they're just as guilty of. The next time they try to do that, admit it. Say, yeah, I made a mistake. Yeah, I admit it. Don't take it personal. Other people have made worse mistakes. They're just trying to see if you're sold out to the system. They mess up. If you really wanted to know the truth, the person that brings you into the office to catch your $100,000 mistake, they probably made a $1 million mistake in their past. If you really want to, if you add up all their mistakes, it probably adds up to 10 million, 20 million. That's why, this explains why these bankers and all, they don't go to jail. Because they're sold out to the system, and they can mess up, but as long as they're sold out to the system, they get bailed out. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's so obvious. Come on, people. They put you under guilt, shame, condemnation to get you to be a little obedient slave to that church, that legalistic church, or whatever it is. And the whole time, it's a mind game to get you to take the mark of the beast in typology and symbology and metaphorically, even though it's not here yet, but it is here. It is here. It's everywhere. But it's just not universal in regards to the chip yet, the chip in your hand and your forehead or whatever it's going to be. It's here, but it just hasn't culminated to the end. God always makes a way of escape. But when the rapture of the church, see, the church is holding back the 666 complete. There's always an Antichrist on the scene waiting to be revealed, but the church is holding that Antichrist back. My point is, they're always testing you. Are you going to sell out to the system? From the medical, from the educational, from the political, all the ways. Always. It's always a test. Are you going to sell out? Are you going to sell your soul to the devil? Are you going to just zip your lip and not speak the truth? Are you going to defend yourself or not? Are you going to put up boundaries? Are you going to choose life instead of death? Is really what it comes down to. Are you going to choose the 666 cube death cult? Or are you going to choose life? It's obvious what's happening. And it doesn't matter which cult or ism. It's the same game over and over. Doesn't matter if it's a witch. Doesn't matter if it's a Gnostic, doesn't matter if the Essenes, doesn't matter if it's the Gematria, doesn't matter if this Assisian code, doesn't matter who it is. Are you going to sell out to their system and worship them? Or are you going to put Jesus first? Are you going to have an eternal mindset, or are you going to live in fear, doubt, worry, and all that stuff? This is what it comes down to.